Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Looking back, how would you reverse engineer somebody to try and do that and build that group purposefully? That's what I think the magic is. So you had this like cult-like following, but how do you get that cult-like following so that I don't want, as a company, to be forced to create my own community. I want my product to be so cult-like, and I want people to be so passionate about my product that they create their own communities.
I think you said it. First, you start with your product. No one's going to get excited over what they see everywhere else. They have to get excited over your. Then you kind of like, it's a recipe. It's not one ingredient.
But it's like you were selling other people's products. Yeah. So the product was actually...
But it's
your
a combination
brain
of five
understanding
items. Yeah.
What resonated.
Yeah,
that was the product.
Yeah, so exactly. I mean, I was the chief product officer until I had Christy that was working for us, and she was taking over, and she was amazing. But it took me years to find that, and then I was the marketing guy behind this. But look, when you build a community, I guess a lot of the elements is that when you trend, right? When you trend, you get to be seen everywhere, right? And how do you trend yourself using the community as a utility?
You galvanize that community you're talking about.
Exactly. You go in. And so the way I was doing every month, there was a spike when people received their boxes. Around the 15th of the month, people get the box and there was a spike. And I needed to kind of like, and my problem was that if you look at the chart, it was kind of like beginning of the month, a little spike when I would give them a sneak peek. Then it would go down after 2-3 days. The discussion around BoxyCharm, because they saw the sneak peek if they came to our platforms, and then eventually they start receiving the boxes. There's another hype spike, blah 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 blah. It goes down towards the end of the month, all the way to the next month. And I needed to lift it in those two dips. I needed to kind of like be the market,
market maker.
I wanted to be the market maker.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Let's do it this way. I'm gonna go and introduce to a small group of people, but very very loud, what's going to be next month in a box during the dips. And I can go and do it just those two times. I'll take the two strongest items that are going to be next month in a box, and on the first dip and on the second dip, that's what I'm going to show that. And I'm going to do it in different ways. But my point was, I would go on the forums and I'd say, is there any interest in a sneak peek? I would always use the same phrase. Is there any interest? Eventually, I just said, is there any interest? And that's it. They would already know what I mean. And all of them would say yes, and you would see hundreds of comments, yes, of course, why are you asking this? Why? And then, oh, well, it's just being funny, always does that, just telling me yes so he can show it to us. And it was just really, really fun. And then I would go in and say, well, go tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time, you're going to find somewhere, I'm going to post something about the sneak peek. What do you have? You have a couple hundred thousand members at the same time searching BoxyCharm. What happened with 300,000 people are searching at that time? If you were to spread it across 30 days, there would be no it wouldn't trigger the algorithm
but
if it's over an hour, right? Everyone's trend at the same time. Now you would go on Google Trend and you would see in Google Trend a spike about BoxyCharm. Whenever there's a spike in the trend, anyone that mentioned anything about BoxyCharm is getting tons of views. Anyone that mentioned their box, anyone that mentioned anything. So what happened is they see that they trend when they mention BoxyCharm down, they want to mention us more. Now, they just created more virality concept for free. You just upper funnel again. Everybody hears Boxy, 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 Boxy. But you just manipulated the algorithm. You just use your community to come in at the same precise time, and you do it 2-3 times a month. And you keep the discussion going. You get the discussion going, and that's how you chase the cool factor. Chasing the cool factor make everybody wants to like you. Emotionally, they look at you different emotionally. I would say that also having a non-faceless company does the trick, right? But
you put yourself out there.
Yeah, you put yourself out there, right? But being a face for the company coming all the way from the founder makes a big deal. The fact that you don't take things too seriously, you're being funny, and you have those consistent words that you keep all the time creates lingual around the community. Is there any interest? And they would... repeatedly use the same words. It was engineering. It's very easy. Nothing is a rocket science technically. It's just easy to
do. You know what? All you're doing is you're just paying attention.
Yes.
Which is like, it sounds like so basic. But I mean, how many companies don't pay attention? Like, how many people don't look at the feedback from their product and their users? And they're just like, no, that's what it is. I'm going to keep putting it out there. I'm going to figure out and optimize performance marketing. And I'm going to find a way to like convert people that have never heard the product before. And they're not focused on people that are their biggest fans and their biggest evangelists. And how do you serve them? It's just like, find new customers, bring them in. This is a big issue with like SaaS companies too. You always focus on bringing new customers and you don't focus on churn. You have churn, you have churn in subscription boxes as well. You don't focus on churn. You have like a leaky, like I'm trying to think of the analogy. Someone told me a really good analogy. It's like if you take the plug out of a bathtub and you let the water run, it's always going to drain, but try and fill. But imagine like if you like plug that hole and you put water in, it's going to overflow with money and customers and all that. Yeah. So you have to focus on the churn. You have to focus on the customers that have already purchased your product as opposed to just always bringing that new in. And how do you focus on them? We just listen to the feedback from the people that have already purchased, good and bad. And that's all you're doing.
Yeah, well, when you make decisions, when you run a business, you have a decision to make how you're going to spend your day. You can spend your day reading cohort data and put yourself in endless meetings that you have created for yourself to follow up and reporting and ask everyone to go and think for you and create strategies for you. Or you can decide to still be the technician in a way. You're going to say, well, I'm not letting that piece go until I find someone that does it like me or better. And then I can always oversee what they're doing, but at least I know that it's in good hands. And this way, for us, there was one meeting a week for all our VPs and above. Just to follow up, we used to call it a stand-up meeting. We had to talk only about what's absolutely important and urgent. That's it. Nothing else. Not everyone needs to hear everything about everything. So when you have enough time on your hand, you can be plugged into the consumer's discussion. You understand what they're thinking about your product. You can maneuver. You're in touch with influencers. They become your friends. They'll tell you, hey, listen, you should go and jump on this feature right now. You're going to blow up. That time it was every new feature is going to give you more views. Okay, so guess what? BoxyChum would be the first to start using, say, IGTV at the time when you would get all the views to IGTV because it was a supply and demand issue, right? They wanted to make sure that the adoption is going to be there. So you did any
IGTV.
That's
all social, though. It's all social.
If you go in a month and a half sooner than your competition, you get a month and a half lead time. This is, but by the time your competition came in, it came into a traffic gym. You already created a gap. Then after that, you go into Reels and so on, or other features on Reels. Now, so you're plugged into the trend, and you have enough time in a day to look at those little things that can make you getting another little unfair advantage because you have the time to actually do it instead of burying yourself with meetings. And in many cases, that's what people know. They just look at the business as a process-oriented business, and all they have to do is step aside and let the people work. Make it smaller meetings, less meetings. I think a big mistake that people are doing is big meetings. You see, when you have a large meeting with 100 people, but you have so many things to discuss, 14, 15 topics to discuss, you'll find those meetings where most people don't even participate and they're from different departments and not everyone from every department needs to hear everything about every department. They need to work, and they need to know only what they need to know at the time we need to know. If they want to ask questions, come in, we'll tell you. But you do not need to contribute so much data for them for no reason, because one ear out the other. It's not going to stick.
Or adversely, if they do latch on to certain pieces of data without context, it could provide incorrect information, or they could get stressed about things or whatever.
Exactly. Look, it's like my analogy was a biblical analogy. When Moses came with the Ten Commandments to the Hebrews, there are only 10. He didn't go with a whole Bible, decks of explanations of the Bibles, because it's useless. You have a lot of people, give them a little bit of information, only what's important. You have a smaller group of people, now you can go a little bit more specific. It can retain more. Depends on the group. So you start, if you have a big meeting, kind of like a town hall meeting, everybody's there, 2-3 things everybody needs to hear. Don't overkill it.
Have your 10 commandments.
This is your 10 commandments. Don't go and discuss everything about everyone to everyone. It doesn't, it's waste of resources in a company. So you can find large companies being deployed poorly, and then they're going to go and lose for a smaller, more nimble competitor that just focus on what's important and urgent all the time. And then they have enough time to always be tuned to the trend.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.